The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word so that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord. The Magi that visit the place of Jesus' birth today, the wise men, Magi is kind of the root of that word magician, they were clearly foreigners from the east. They were definitely astrologers because they were watching the stars. A few years ago at Epiphany 2021, in the evening, there was a convergence of three planets, Mercury, Jupiter, and Saturn, very low on the west-southwest horizon, which was called the Great Conjunction. This is how many explain the star event, which would have also taken place at the time of Jesus' birth. It won't happen again with the three planets until the year 2080. World history will recall the Great Conjunction of 2021 in the context of the Great Pandemic. The last time it happened was 800 years ago in 1226. When stars get involved in the story, you begin to realize the cosmic nature of events and the profound passing of time. And out of curiosity, I researched what was happening in the 1220s. This is what was happening as the stars looked down the last time of this great conjunction. St. Francis resigned from leadership of the Franciscan order, and at the same time, St. Dominic's order, the Dominicans, are approved by Honorius III, the Pope Honorius III. Frederick II is crowned Holy Roman Emperor by the same Pope, later to be excommunicated in 1227 when his power threatened the papal states. Mongols under Genghis Khan from the east are conquering present-day Central Asia, Afghanistan and Pakistan, Iran and the Arabian Peninsula. A new architecture called Gothic is becoming popular in Europe, but very controversial because many, including St. Bernard of Clairvaux, felt it was too modern. Under construction are the cathedrals of Chartres, Amiens, Toulouse, York, Minster, and Salisbury in England. The western facade of Notre Dame in Paris is completed. The Mayans of the Yucatan revolt against the rulers of Chichen Itza. And in 1226, the church begins to permit adoration of the Blessed Sacrament in parishes. So we wonder, were the wise men seeking the star 2,000 years ago, were they religious? Who were they? If they were religious, they were either Zoroastrians, already more than 2,000 years old in ancient Iran or Persia, or they were Hindus, or perhaps Buddhists, which began about 500 years before Christ. At the time of Jesus' birth, these religions had been in existence for hundreds, even thousands of years. Shepherds were called to the manger. Were the shepherds and the wise men the only ones who came? They seem to be the main characters of the gospel stories that we've heard over this holiday. It does seem strange that Herod himself wasn't even aware of what was happening a few miles away. But he was so corrupt, so self-absorbed, and amoral, living in a land occupied by Roman soldiers. He was a king who was a cruel tyrant. They were tough times. But there were seekers who came to Bethlehem to find out what was happening. St. Pope Paul VI, in his encyclical Ecclesiam Suam, foreshadows the beginning of the second session of Vatican II in 1964, 60 years ago. He speaks about how the Church must renew and restore her relationship with the world in the modern age. One of those first steps is to establish humble and honest dialogue with all of humanity, not just among ourselves. Up until that time, the Church had a mentality to close the doors and keep safe what she held, protect and defend it from heresy, and reject anything else. It was a monologue rather than a dialogue. Paul VI said that we need to acknowledge what is good and desirable of all religions, not beginning with our own inner circle, but with all of humanity, then those who believe in one God, then Christians, then Catholics. Is that not what we see inspired from the visitors from the East to the creche in Bethlehem? Jesus came for them as much as for his own family. So let's look again at the first reading. The first reading includes situations and promises, even a call to action. Darkness covers the earth and thick clouds cover the people. If we pause for a moment, we can think of so much darkness and so many clouds which cover our world today. He says, "Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines on you, and over you appears his glory." From our perspective, we know that Isaiah was speaking to Jerusalem, but we know that Jesus was addressing all who were listening, not just the people of Judaism. It is too easy also to fall into the trap that Jesus might be only talking to Catholics. It is not like we are in the spotlight. We are the spotlight. And Jesus says, "You are the light of the world. Nations shall walk by your light, kings by your shining radiance." So wait a minute, does that mean that nations will walk by our light? Kings by our shining radiance? "Look," he says, "they come to you. You shall be radiant. Your heart will throb and overflow. All riches of the world will be brought to you. You will lack nothing." Well, we've only had a few days for the truth about Jesus' incarnation to sink in. And it is a mystery we will continue to discover our entire lives. In the Eastern Rite Catholic and Orthodox churches, Epiphany today is still the principal celebration of the Christmas season, because this is the day the mystery is made known to all of us and to all the world, that all are called to come and see and to know the love of God. Even so, this feast day is far more than just a witnessing of the revelation of the love of God and the birth of his Son in our world. It is a celebration that we become what we see. It is God's life that flows in us. We bear the light of God's glory. We illumine our shortcomings and problems. And with God's help, we become the solution.